Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, and coming to you with another one of my leadership tidbits, points of view, whatever. I want to just quickly point out before I get into the meat and potatoes of today that I want to mention quickly that you can find me on both the iTunes as well as Google Play, and that's for my podcasts. And as far as my leadership videos, I do have a YouTube channel, which is under Robert DiGiacomo. You see it going right across the screen. Now, here's what's unique about these things. Be sure to push the subscribe buttons so that you don't miss out and you'll always get what's coming to follow up on those. I post regularly, and I actually this morning posted something that Alejandro Tornado and I do, which is called Alejandro and Bob Unplugged. And you'll find that both as a YouTube video as well as a podcast as well. Now today, I want to talk about performance accountability and why people quit or leave and what to do about it. Now, you know, we need to be honest, and I'm going to ask some questions as I go through this material, but have you ever left a company, or do you know anybody who's left a company because of the company or because of the company kept? You know, it's a bit of a conundrum in that, but I'm paraphrasing, of course, because if you were to take a survey, you would find that most people left a job not because of the company, but because of someone or someones that were trying to run the company. And you know, you can go on and admit if you know that this is correct, or maybe you have a different perspective on it, but do look in the mirror and see if that shoe fits. Now, Oscar Wilde once said, "Some cause happiness wherever they go, and some cause happiness whenever they go." So what are some of the reasons why people abandon the leadership? And, you know, I know we've chatted on a multitude of these topics before, but I have to remind you and remember that all too often people who think they're leaders are really in reality just managers who have leadership positions. And that all too often you'll hear someone say that when they get promoted to that position, they've arrived, or they'll then go out and buy a leadership book to take advantage of the new position they have. But you know what? It's too late. It's too late. And of course, we have the person who buys the leadership book, and then it ends up on a shelf somewhere. They fail to read it. So here quickly are four good reasons why people quit. One, people who devalue them. All of us, and I mean all of us, like to hear good things being said about us. We want to be appreciated. We want positive feedback. But what is the norm is that we don't get that in most cases. And in fact, a new phrase was created in one of the generations. It wasn't created in my generation, but it came about a couple of generations later. It's called dissing. Dissing. People don't like to be dissed. Secondly, people quit people who are untrustworthy. Now, people must experience the leader as believable, credible, trustworthy. But again, in a recent survey, quite a few actually, are indicating that trust in the workplace is on the decline. Now, we're going through so much here with the old normal, the new normal, the now normal, oh my God normal, the COVID experiences that we're going. But you know what? This continues to evolve no matter what crises people are going through. And when leaders break their trust with their people, it is like the breaking of a mirror. And even though it is possible to pick up and glue all the pieces back together, does it really resemble the original model? Thirdly, people quit people who are incompetent. When leaders are incompetent, they become distractions to the team. They waste. In fact, I'm thinking very clearly of the Band of Brothers movie that came out several years ago about the 101st Airborne Division, Easy Company from the 101st Airborne Division during World War II. And this platoon leader, this lieutenant, was totally incompetent. And as a result, everything broke down around him. People didn't know what to do. The vision, the values of the organization became blurred. And the team will be afraid that the leader will mess things up. And if you're in battle, that could be very costly to your day. You know, in fact, they'll just blow it. And when the chips are down, they won't lead when that time comes. And fourthly, people quit, people who are insecure. This is by far the most important, even if the other three above are addressed. The desire for power, position, when the leader is so afraid that the people he or she is leading, and today we've got to be politically correct with I don't want to say the sexes, but male, female, what have you, that they will develop so well that he works himself out of a job. How many leaders are out there that are thinking, oh God, I'm going to be so good, I'm going to work myself out of a job? No, the leader, on the other hand, is showing that they need to be indispensable. Really, what you need to do is you need to ensure that coaching is going on and that mentorship is going on. And yes, it's important to lead yourself out of a job. But if you do a really, really good job, guess what? You're going to be promoted to positions of higher responsibility. I hope that doesn't scare you, higher responsibilities. But the guys underneath depend on you, and they depend on you to train them, to motivate them, to energize them. I'm going to give you six quick points to ponder. And I'm going to say I, but I really want you to be looking in the mirror when you're reading this and say I, as opposed to you or we. I take responsibility for my relationships with others. When people leave me, I do an exit interview. I want to know why they're leaving. Was it me? Was it them? Was it something we did? Was it something we didn't connect on and communicate about? Thirdly, I put a high value on those who work with me. I put a high value on those I work with. Same sentence, just worded differently. Fourth, I put credibility at the top of my leadership list. Credibility, credibility, consistency, credibility. Two C words that are so valuable. Fifth, I recognize that my positive emotional health creates a secure environment for others. Am I coming in, another day? Or am I coming in, hey, I'm happy, healthy, and terrific today. Let's go get it. Let's conquer it. Let's do it. Let's be positive and have that great mental attitude about getting things done for the success of the organization. And that when the organization is successful, that means that each individual is successful. And when each individual is successful as a team, yes, that means that the organization is successful. And lastly, I maintain a teachable spirit and nurture my passion for personal growth. It's wonderful when the people believe in their leader. It's more wonderful when the leader believes in their people. And if you're not moving forward on a regular basis, continuing to motivate, educate, and train you, that's me, then how am I going to exert that on others to copy and duplicate that? What books am I reading? What videos am I watching? What seminars am I attending, etc., etc., etc.? As John always says, under the rule of five, that you need to be consistent doing things each and every day without failure, because it's through consistency that success is going to come. And again, in these days of COVID or whatever crises you're going through, these are important things to pay attention to. So that's it for the moment. Until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Leadership. I'll be coming to you again with another leadership tip or tidbit or what have you. Again, be sure to go to my YouTube page under Robert DiGiacomo and push subscribe. There's a multitude of videos that I've put in there on many different topics, as well as going to my podcast under Intentional Growth Coaching on iTunes, or if you're on Google Play, just type in Intentional Growth Coaching. It'll pop up. Hit subscribe. Until next time, make it a great, wonderful, successful, and most intentional day. And as I learned from my journey to Costa Rica, pura vida.